We are starting a shiur now on the Shah Kavanas on the Inyan Purim. those who have the Shah Kavanas, all at the back of the Shah Kavanas, it's the last shtick on the Shah Kavanas. And we'll see how far we get in this one shiur. So, Shah Kavanas, the Inyan Purim, Dush Aleph. Hine nusach boach achron shel megillah hi chamisha matbeot. There are five different matbeos, meaning the structure of the bracha is made up of five different matbeos, as he's going to say right now. Ve'eluhem, rav ed rivenu, dan es dinenu, and v'chule v'chule. There's five of those. Ve'hem keneged chamisha gvuos and nodaos. Those are keneged the five gvuos as is known. Asher al yedeyem yariv ed rivenu v'yadin ez dinenu ki behem taloi hadin v'nakamam. Okay, so that's the first shtickle. It doesn't tell us very much information. It's not very clear what he's trying to tell us over here. What is the connection between the bracha and the gvoz? But in the Priyat Chaim, I think it is in daf kuf yud aleph. Tur Aleph, he explains a bit more over there. So he explains that we, in those five matbeas, Rivenu, Dineinu, we're looking at the last two letters of every one of those. So you're going to have five nus, Nun Vav, Nun Vav, Nun Vav, five times, Rivenu, Dineinu. Now the gematria of Nun Vav is 56. So five times 56 will give you the gematria of 280, which is pal dinim. So these pal dinim, most people think that dinim is a negative thing, dinim, but rather it's actually a very positive thing in this circumstance, because the Eved Shel will use these dinim keneged the umas ha'olam, which is madai in this particular case, Achashverosh and Ahama, and poreya the dinim against them. So that's using the dinim, and that's the kavano you're supposed to have in the bracha achrona by saying rivenu dinenu, pronouncing the stressing the nu, which is going to create this type of situation of priyas choiv alidei these pal dinim. Okay, so that's the first shtickle. Let's see the next shtickle. Od ale inyan ale nisim. Now we're going to talk about ale nisim. There is a hagah and a hagah's biurim over here, very interesting, about Shushan Purim, Tesvav bePurim. So let's read it out. Amar Shmuel. This is of Shmuel Vital over here. So in the Gobi, Sifkon Aleph, he says Amar Shmuel. You have it?
I know.
It's Gimel. It's Gimel. Here it says it's based so different edition. So he says as follows: Amar Shmuel, because of Ave Mori Zal v'Zelishonim. So Shmuel Vital is quoting his father, and he writes, "Shemati Maria Cohen." Maria Cohen was one of the Talmidim of Arizal himself, and this Maria Cohen, Shira Arizal, leMoreinu Zal, which is Arizal himself, beBeis Akneset Shel Ashkenazim, because we know that Arizal had two Bati Knesets, one Shel Asfadim, one Shel Ashkenazim. So this Rav Cohen saw him in the Bet Knesset Ashkenazim, but Yom Tesvav Be'Adar, on the second day of Purim, because if you see in the Shah Kavonis, he says V'at Enavo El Biur, in the Shah Kavonis, Inyan Yemei Purim. Yemei Purim seems to be there's multiple days of Purim, so not only Yudalit Tesvav as well. So here in the Agar, he's talking about the Tesvav Le'Adar Yom Beishel Purim B'Yosef Esfas. So in Tzvas, in that day of Purim, second day of Purim, Loya Omer Ala Nisim. So even though the Shushan Purim, you know, the Inyan of Purim, but nevertheless he would not say Ala Nisim. So Av Shmuel Vital writes, Gamani Reis Lemori Zal, which is his father, or Chaim Vital, Shebe Yom HaSheni Shel Purim, also the Masik, in Damascus, in Syria, lo yom al nisim as well. So obviously that makes sense that his Talmud is following the Anhaga of the Rebbe. And the Shmuel, this is the interesting part. The Shmuel Vital says the reason why they weren't saying al nisim is not because they didn't consider it to be a Purim, but rather is because it was Sfek of the Yoma. V'nir le'an is dati ki atam hu de'inan asafik ba'amida lo yom maspik mafsik misveka. So when you're in Shmona Esrei, you don't want to make any hefsek, because that can ruin your whole Shmona Esrei. And it's not that it's not Purim, therefore you're making a bracha levatola. It's a hefsek in the bracha. Omnam b'sham mitzvot Purim kemo mishloach manos v'gam tanis evyonim gam b'yom hasheni hayano glasses kem misfeika. So there seems to be, we don't think that's not a halacha, we don't pasken like that, but it seems to be that Ariza and the Rav Chaim Itay used to give shloach manos and Matanis Yonim is Tamisu this Purim as well.
Mitzvah Shushan Purim, I understand that Sfika Diyuma is very strange. Mechanukah is 9 days Sfika Diyuma at Pi Ariza?
No, definitely not.
Why not? So why here would you say Sfika Diyuma?
I don't think he's saying it's Misfika Diyuma. Misfeka. It's a suffix.
Suffix in Danoga Kilu.
Yeah, in Shushan Purim.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the inan of Alanisim and Yimei Purim. So let's see that again in the Shakavon. Vat Navo Ela Biur inan Yimei Purim. Va Megillah. We're going to talk about the Yimei Purim. We're going to talk about the Megillah. Va Mordechai means the Shorosh and the Sham of Mordechai as in Ogea to Purim. V'amos ha-magbos b'purim, which is matan sevyonim, v'amishte v'amisimcha, all these inyonim b'purim need biur. Apikabola, why are we doing these things? V'ine, nizvaz leim b'dush nuk diza. When we speak about, which is in etz chayim b'miyot ha-yereach, or b'miyot ha-reach, which is nogeh to nukva, ki b'kol zman shel ha-golus omdim za v'nukva ach ba'ach kol yimei achol. There always ach b'chach the whole luli b'shos tefilos u'b'shabbatos kiyotze b'ze kimon shizbay sham, that we know when we say the word ba'ava, then they start turning the nesir and they start turning panim b'panim. V'hine kasher rotim lazo panim tzarech shehak shetakdim b'chinas apolos adomitza alaza kedei shiit asya nesira v'tocha lazo imo apim ba'apim keniska b'drush ha-rosh ha-shana v'liot ki ha'ine modcha b'ester היה בסוף 70 שנה של הגולוס בבבל כנודע לכן אז כבר בימיהם הסחל אינן תיקון זר ונוקפה כדי לעזור אפים באפים ויגלו ויגלו ישראל. So what was happening now, let's talk about the contents over here of the, we're talking about they're in Bava for 70 years and they had an assault that they're going to come out now, and the Indian Apikabala was that now Zav and Nukva are preparing themselves to go for the ultimate position of Panim B'Panim. Once the Panim B'Panim, then they can make a zivug and give this ultimate shefa, like in the times of Shalom HaMelech. We know that there was complete Shalom Ahava V'Ahava because the Parsufim were Panim B'Panim. So that's what they were hoping to do. So therefore, you can just imagine in Shemei Shemayim, in Shemayim Taka, they're preparing themselves after this long Zman of Golos to go Panim B'Panim Zav Nukva. Before they go upon him, though, you have to go through a stage what's called the domisa. That means Zah has to go to sleep. Zah has to go to sleep. Now, the inin haskholozu, he inin a domisa, shenase as b'yamehem. So look at the lashon here. The haskholozu, what's zu? Shalagolus. Shalagula. The haskhol of the gula starts with an inin domisa. So the apimusa, the mafashim wants to say over here that any time you go to the o, you have to have a choshech which precedes it, which is based on a zohar and pashas bereshis. And the zohar says vayi erev, vayi boker. So the zohar says bereshah chashucha. First is chashucha. First is choshech. And then Hada Nuhura. It's actually Gemara Shabbos, Ein Zayin. Leis Nuhura Ela Hau Denafik Migav Chashucha. So the Zohar says even that the true all only comes Al Yedei the Choshech. The Choshech which pierces the all, which pierces the Choshech, that's the true all. All right, it's obviously symbolic of what we're talking about over here. That is taken part and parcel. It's not that it was an echatimsi to get to the all, but rather it was a chilik of the gula itself. So even though Agam, it was taken domisa de zah, dehainu, we are the bnei bonim of zah, says, because the pasuk says, ve'atem, So Ubanim Atem Hashem Elokechem. Hashem Elokechem refers to Zavenukva. We're Bonim Leza, the Hain of Zavenukva. The Hashkocha that we get, the protection that we get, is from Zav. So you can just imagine when our protection, the Shomer Yisrael, is not there, Kiviyochol, that is a major problem. That's what he's saying. There was a mokum of Tzar Atsuma at that particular time. Asher Olav Neema. Vine Eima Chashecha Gedoyla. This is talking about by Avraham Avinu when he had the dream, and he got the message that his Klal Yisrael would be going into Golus. V'omu Chazal, the Gemara says, and that's actually Bereishis Rabba, that says Chashecha Zu Golus Madai. That's what the Medrash says. Shehechshish Enehem Shel Yisrael. Why is the measure says because Zagufa was in a mokum of sleep. The Farshi asked a bomba cash over here. They said, we know that in Tehillim state, Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Right? Isn't that a bomba cash? State in Tehillim, shomer Yisrael. The Shemira is constant. But here we find the Arizal. He says, no, it depends. When Zag goes to sleep, there's no Shemira. There's Tzar Gedoyla. So the Mefarshim say it's not a steer. One's talking about Zah. The Arizal is talking about Zah. Mashenken, the David HaMelech was talking about Archampi. Archampi is Yedua, then he had no lids. He had no eyelids. He had no, in Bechinas Apapayim. There's no eyelids to that. Lo yinu v'lo yishan that's going on the b'chinas of Arach. So even though we didn't have hashkocha potis, but we have kivi yochel hashkocha klolis on us. Venoda ki haman arasha haya ostrologus. Sorry, an astrologist. Godol kenoda v'inan v'yipul po hu hagodol hayom liyom hagorel yom yom. So he was a tremendous astrologer that he knew the Zmanim. Uppad Mashkosu b'Sefer Zohar ki hu ve'ases bonim klulim kol asara klipim achitzonim. He was even more than that. Now he was in tremendous witchcraft in these calls koachatuma, but also he was bechlal the klipus and the chitzonim that we speak about all the time. Okay, so therefore they had a tremendous insight of what was going on. Bizmano, the Takizah, was sleeping, and therefore he capitalized on it, as it states, "Ve'yeda bechokhmah." So, in an amiot hashkachos yibor al Yisrael beyamim ahem, ve'liyos bechinas hashena, ve'lechin chishev ve'ala ve'libo ki bizman muchan le'abed sonem shel Yisrael. Therefore, he said, "This is the opportune time to kill off Klal Yisrael." This is so. In a vikuach Haman and Achashverosh, the Gemara says Megillah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that is the whole vikuach between Achashverosh and Haman. Should we kill them? Should we not kill them? Achashverosh says, "I don't want to do it." He says, "Why? Because I'm afraid that what happened to Mitzrayim, against the powerhouse of the world, was destroyed because they trapped with the Yidden. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to lose my malchus because of the Yidden." On that, Haman answers. This is what the Gemara says. Yesh am, as he says, v'im yale v'yodem etzazu v'heishiv lo. That means Haman answered back to Achashverosh. Heishiv lo Haman, yesh no am, that there is a particular people over here. The doshu of the zatzal in the Gemara over there, who elokash lehem, yoshon hu elokash lehem. That means Haman was saying that yesh no am, but really what he was saying that yeshan hu eloka, that Hashem is actually sleeping, so there's no problem. You're afraid of retribution from Zah, but that won't be the case since he's sleeping. So look at, again we're seeing that the Musa was lav dafka a negative thing, even though Taki brought about a tremendous Tzar, but we say b'tocha choshech comes the light. So therefore, he says over here, it comes out. It was l'tovotam shel Yisrael. Now, what taket toiva was there for Klal Yisrael to go through such a period of time? He'll explain that later on. Kedei shetinaser hanekeva ma'achorav yazo ponim v'ponim v'igol Yisrael v'yivne beis hamikdash. Either is Beis Hamikdash. So the whole point was that we know that Zava Nukva, as we said before, Ach Ba'ach, back to back. But we have to also know that Rachel, which is going to be the Ika of this whole story of Purim, was Michaza Ulimati. She was a tiny, she was a Nekuda Ketana. Now what needs to go, it's not good enough just to bring her upon him, but rather we have to build her up. And the only way we can build her up is by Zah going to sleep and Rachel receiving Shefa from Abba Vima directly, and that will build her up in a big way very quickly. And that's what needed to be done. So that's Letovas Yisrael. And once Zava Nukva, once Nukva, Rachel, is completely built up, she can go upon him, and the Shefa comes down, and at that time, that's a siman that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. L'chein hitiatzu shneyam. That means Achazreus and Haman, kibizmanahu shelokah shelahem u'yoshon yakdimu hem le'abed l'hashem etzonehem shel Yisrael. This is the price, this is the right time to kill them off. Kedei shelo yishoru afilo me'at matay me'at sheyu ruim le'geula. Therefore, the all have been wiped out. There will be no geula. Va'alidei ken lo yivnei beis ha'mikdash. Lo yivnei beis ha'mikdash. Now this is very interesting. Because you think the whole tachlis over here is just to kill them off. What's in the Ge'er Bechlal that the Ariza is saying that, you know what, they want to kill them off, there won't be any geula, and then he adds in a shtekul and he says, you know what, there won't be any Beis HaMikdash. Well, obviously, it's man of Kamina. That's not Bechlal, the tachlis of Haman. He's not interested in any Beis HaMikdash of a house. Rather, he's interested in Klal Yisrael, and he wants to cut them off, right? Mordechai was causing problem. He wasn't bowing down to them. He knows he's a Yid. He doesn't like these type of people. He wants to kill them off. Right? That's Poshu Pshat. Teretz is that Bechlan, not the Pshat over here. The truth of the matter is, Haman was more interested in the Beis HaMikdash than he was in Klal Yisrael. That Lamoshal, if he could make sure that Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be built, he wouldn't even check with the Yid and Bechlan. Now, what does that mean? That means that Haman wasn't interested in Klal Yisrael per se, but rather the shefa that they were receiving. Now he understood, obviously, as we saw, he was in a pus, and what was the lashon there? Ostrologos, an astrologer, tremendous astrologer, and a witchcraft, and all that. He knew what was going in Shnei Shemayim. He knew that Zah and all of these powerful patsufim. He was a tremendous Kabbalist. He knew all the tzuras of all the five patsufim and all the, how the shefa comes and so on and so forth. He was part of the Klippas. And the Klippas, the rule is the Klippas receive the same Shefa that we do. But the Shaili is, there's only one source of Shefa. That's from Zah. Now, the question would be, is that who's going to get the Shefa? Is it going to be the Tzad Kedusha or Tzad Tuma? Tzad Kedusha, Tzad Tuma. So in this particular scenario, the Tzad Kedusha is Klal Yisrael receiving the Shefa. But if the Tzad Klal Yisrael are not there, who's going to get the Shefa? Tzad Tuma. Which is Haman. He's the Klippas. So, and how does the Shefa come, Bechlal? It comes only through the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash is there, that's a simon that they went panim upon him, that's when the Shefa's coming. So if he can break the Beis HaMikdash, or prevent that the Beis HaMikdash would be Mekuyim, therefore the Shefa will no longer be going via Beis HaMikdash to Klal Yisrael. The Shefa, but rather the Shefa would be there in him, or let's say in Shemayim, and he would be able to have a hold of that tremendous power, and that's what he's after. He's after that Shefa, which would create him into a Elokah himself. He would have tremendous power to be a tremendous ruler, and that's what he was really after. So again, the Matorah of Haman is really to Al Yedei Ken Lo Yivnei Beis HaMikdash. That was the Ikar. Let's go back to in the Shakavos. Venoda Eitzes Haman. And how do we know all this information? So that is Rabbi Yoraya. Min Shamai Safra Beno B'Ksivahem. So these Ksavim of Shamai, the son of Haman. Shamshai. Shimshi, right. Shimshi Safra Beno V'Ksivahem. El Achashveirosh, that he was writing back to Achashveirosh, apparently. Anika Ach Tachshashta, the Sefer Ezra. Alright, so there we go. So that's one of the rayas that we know this information was passed down through these writings. Ad Shibitlo Binyan Beis HaMikdash, So all the information that we know, that was the matala, the binyan beis hamikdash. So they knew, Haman knew that now the 70 years are done, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, and this was his chance either now or never, because once the Beis HaMikdash was done, the Klal Yisrael would be getting the Shefa of Panim V'Panim, and he knew that he had to stop that because he wanted that Shefa. Okay, so let's continue. V'hine Av Bizman Domisa Eina Nekeva Yishena. Oh, so this is a very, very, very important nekud over here. Because we say that even though Klal Yisrael didn't have the Hashkoch of Pchotis of Zah, which because the Bonim Elokei, Atem Hashem Lelokeichem, that means that the Bonim of Hashem, which is Zah, Elokeichem, what's Elokeichem? That's Nukva. So the Bonim of both. So even though one is sleeping, Zah, but there's still the Nekev, which is Rachel, which is still not sleeping, Adrabah, she's there awake receiving all the Shefa for herself from Abba Vima. Ki az mistalkim amochim min azav nichnasim ben nukva kedei libonim ulitakim patzufa kedei shetoch alazo ba'apim ba'apim kenod ba'inan dulu shel shofa shel Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but you see more, you know, clear, because the like we said many times, the Kavanah Rosh Hashanah is spread over 21 days, so you see clearly over there. Obehecha yesh hara v'ashkocha al ze Yisrael mitzida. So even though we said there's no ashkocha, but there's still some ashkocha from Baruch Hashem, at least that from mitzad racha. V'inan oizah o'or ha'ayta inan modcha et tzadik. K'mon shibah v'inan zan. Oh, this is now what he said originally. We're going to speak about Mordechai. Mordechai et tzadik, how does he fit in a kabbalah? How does he fit into this whole story of this inyan of Zav v'nukva, and who's going to get the Shefa, and all this background information? The Teretz is that the new Shefa which is coming out from Nukva, that is Mordechai Tzadik. The Mordechai Tzadik we're talking about is the Shorosh Neshom of his, which is coming out via Nukva, which is protecting Gantz Klal Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael. You understand how important, how central Mordechai was, and you could probably understand as well why Haman wanted to kill him so badly. Right? Because obviously if Haman would be able to kill Mordechai, then the whole Hashkach is completely bottle mavuto, then he can get what he wants. Since the Haman understood that God's Hashkocha was coming via Mordechai, so he spoke to his tremendously wise wife and his 365 the Shasa Eitzov, his counselors. And she was so wise, she was wiser than 365 great counselors of or advisors of Haman. So they had this great, tremendous meeting. All of these people, hundreds of people were there at this meeting, and Haman's agenda was, how are we going to kill? How are we going to deal with the situation of Mordechai? So the Mefarshim asked, what was the big tachlis of having this big meeting? What's the option over here? We have an individual which is keeping together Klal Yisrael and protecting them, and we want the Shefa, right? We want the Shefa, and we don't want Klal Yisrael receiving it. So what's the Shaila? Kill that individual which is protecting Klal Yisrael. You don't have to be a tremendous wise person like Zeres Ishto and 365 advisors. What Bechlal was the Shaila there? What were they being mefalfel, all these people? I'm sure they were quite wise and not wasting the time. That's the question that Farshim is asking. And the answer is that, we'll see the next few lines, very nice answer. And they decided, you know what, we're going to kill him. Well, Shkoy, I could have told you that's logic. That's obviously the logical procedure to go about, especially he had the power to kill him. And they were going to hang him on the tree. Who Zanova shel Nachash, Hemshech Regel Akuf, like it says in Shah Kavanah's Dush Choytem B'Shabbos, sorry, not Choytem, Tchum Shabbos, Etzlein, Kamuvan, and also Kiniskal B'Sefer Zohar Sheir Shirim, in Zohar Chodesh, B'Dai B'Sin. Okay, so it doesn't go into too much information, but B'Kitzur, what's happening over here is a tremendous insight that we can understand. Avada, they weren't, they're far from stupid people. They knew they had to kill Mordechai. The Bashar is how to kill him. How to kill him. What does it mean, how to kill him? Manav Kamir, if you kill him with a knife or a gun or whatever. No. This, well, again, we're dealing with the Kabbalistic, very high ideas over here. The Hain was like this. Remember, the whole matara here was to zap and to be yoinik the shefa that Klal Yisrael were receiving. Now they saw this very powerful individual which had a hashkocha and a shmir on Gant Klal Yisrael called Mordechai. Obviously he was very powerful. So they're not stupid. Why me'abid that shefa? You know what, Adrabah, let's use that shefa, let's use Mordechai's shefa to empower us. Adrabah. Instead of throwing something very potentially powerful out, let's use it for our good. So what were they going to do? They're going to hang him up on a tree, on an eitz, which was the zanova shel nachash, that means the koach haklipa, that means they have, with the power of kishuf, created created like an antenna, that they were going to hang Mordechai on it, and through that pu'ula of tliya on the eitz, which is the zanova shel nachash, which is the koach haklipa, that koach haklipa was going to be yoinik all the entire shefa that Mordechai had, and able to pass it over to the klipa. Isn't that ingenious? So obviously it wasn't just the fact of killing him or not killing him, but the shaila is how to optimize this pu'ula in order for them to benefit. V'dai b'zeh. V'im chaz v'shon kach yale, yochol acher kari le'abed et sfaneihem shel Yisrael. So Ariza says that if they were successful, we would not be here at Klal Yisrael. That's how severe the situation was. V'az Hashem yizbar barachamav heir ha'orchasan nukva elyona. So in order to save the day, the tremendous ha'or that came out from Nukva, which is Rachel, v'hi gdulas Mordechai v'Esther, v'al yodam nosham Yisrael min ha'tzar gedol hi k'mo shizbar. So he's going to explain to us, b'boch Hashem, the Eibishter came out, had rachmanis on us, and gave this tremendous koach to Mordechai and Esther in order to save the day.
What rachmanis on us? Just normal, I mean.
Excuse me?
Aman had a mistake, he thought that wouldn't be Bichal Hashgocha. He didn't know that the Etzem, the Shata Durmita, only the Zai is sleeping.
He knew that, he knew Mordechai.
What was his chance?
What?
What was his chance to win?
Why not? He had a Koach Kishov over here. He was going to tell him on the Etzer of the Nachash and take that Hashgocha of himself.
So we were saved because of Nuk.
Right, Nuk, so the Eibishter empowered. Yeah.
Empowered?
Yeah, empowered.
So put his look, even Zah. Maybe empowered Zah as well.
Zah was sleeping.
So you wake him up.
What? No. You don't have to wake him up. He's
because Nuk is not sleeping.
Right.
So what's the nest? Was it just we look at it as a nest because we didn't know all what happened in the upper world. But better nothing is just natural.
I didn't know
you. Mr. Bob, Kilo.
I'm not with you, maybe explain, but I don't understand what you're saying.
As I understand, Kilo, the reason of the Tzara was because Dumita.
Yeah.
Not because Achlu Beoto Mishte, Venish Ishtachavu Lechar, and who is that? Just that was asleep, so there is no Shefa, so maybe it's Mantzara. So Aman says, ooh, Mantzara, ooh, let's kill them. He didn't know that Beitim is not completely Mantzara because Nuk is still awake.
But he knew that from Mordechai, right? That's why he's trying to kill Mordechai. That's the whole tachlis. So he did know.
What?
He did know.
He had a mistake. He thought.
But he didn't have a mistake. He knew exactly that Mordechai was keeping him from killing Klal Yisrael. He had to kill Mordechai before he gets to Klal Yisrael. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, and why he didn't manage to kill? Because Be'etzem was.
Because the Eibishter, he says, because the Eibishter empowered Nukva to send out a very strong shefa, more, blew away all the klipas, which was Haman and Asar Zbonim and Achashverus and the whole thing. V'zein yad Mordechai Aros, as it's going to explain. V'da, ki hinei v'zman domisa deza lo bilvad yosem uchim deza mitzad nai de'ima. When Zah, remember we have to explain this, that when Zah is sleeping, what's happening is that again the Shefa, instead of going from the Nai De'ima into Zah, is going from the Nai De'ima into Nukva directly. So besides the Nai De'ima, which is going into Nukva, Nichnase Benukva Rachel B'Yosef Ach Ba'ach Ela Gam Mochim De Nai De'aba, even the Nai De'aba is also coming inside of Nukva as well. Besol V'Yivne Hashem Elokim which Hashem refers to Abba, Elohim means Ima. So Hashem is Hashem. The Abba v'Ima is Etzatzela. Etzela is a reference to Nukva. Okay, that's what the Zohar says in the Parshas Bereishis. Da Abba v'Ima. Da Abba Amin. So that's, we're talking about Abba v'Ima building up Nukva directly. V'nimzak the kikemo biyois mochim ahem toch za. Hayu yotzi misham shnei orot luchot. So let's say in a normal circumstance, what happens is that Abba v'Ima are coming into the Shefa, Abba v'Ima is coming into Za, and then Za is giving over these two oilers over into not only Nukva, also to Yaakov. What's happening exactly is that Abba v'Ima Shefa is coming in. Abba Shefa will go in front of Za, create Yaakov, and Ima's Shefa will come out from Za and create Rachel. We'll give Shefa to Rachel. בבחינת הארץ המוחים דאבא יוצא יעקב מצד הפנים דזה. אבל בבחינת הארץ המוחים דאמא יוצא רחל מצד אחריו. גם אתה. Now, even though זה sleeping, the same thing's happening over here. יוצא מרחל נוקווה דזה שני אורות אלו גם כן, בלי ספק. Also going to יעקב and also going to another Rachel. ועוד, אלה שביוס מוחים נזכור...
מין רחל.
They're coming out, they're going directly, right? Abba v'Ima are going directly to Rachel.
Yeah, why min Rachel?
V'gam ata yotzim me Rachel.
Why me Rachel? Le Rachel.
Yeah, they're going to Le Rachel and coming out from Rachel.
To
Yaakov.
From Rachel to Yaakov?
Yeah.
So Abba to Yaakov and Ima to Rachel.
Sorry, thank you,
what do you say?
In the same way, the two bechinas of Abba v'Ima are going down through Zah into Yaakov v'Rachel. Right, same thing's happening over here. They're going. Abba is going to go through Rachel to Yaakov, and Ima is going to go through Rachel into another Rachel, into another Nukva called Rachel. Gamata yotzi mirachel Nukva deZah shneirot elu gamken blisafik. V'lo od ela b'hishevi yotzi mocha niskarim. Toch hanukva nitosva bevchinas ara shlishi. It's going to be another, besides going side to side, as kiviyachu one to Yaakov, one to Rachel, but also another bechina that we don't find by za. And this is the chiddush of Purim. Mashenke beyosim betoch za. Vehu ki hine beyosim toch za hayesod ima nishlam bechazid za. We know the yesod ima only goes to the chazid. The yesod abu who yosef or can know then. The yesod abu goes all the way down to the tiferes, and is that teres yesod goes all the way down to the yesod za. Can know that nishlam be siyum yesod za mamish. But I yosef lechutz mi yesod za. But the shavu v'shavu yesod abu will go shavu v'shavu yesod za. Aval ata biyos mochim nukva tocha nukva ashi yesod shela nukvi katzar muchochush yesod abba mispashe the yosel lechutz li yesod the nukva lechutz v'tidgale aro bigloi gomor legamre. That's the chiddush, because since we know yesod the ima is short, and we also know the yesod of nukva is short, that means yesod the abba, which is long, will protrude both of them and come out bigloi legamre. That's the chiddush. We know that kimashi amislabish be yisod zah hu bechinas ateres shel yisod abba, shu bechinas malchus abba. It's the same thing. Ateres or malchus abba is coming out. Vein tzavik arzu niglis me malchus de abba hi arag doilad beod vehi short nishos mod chai haita min ha'ara hu velchen al yado haita tishuas yisrael bezmanahu. That is Purim in a nutshell. Purim is, this is the Yeshorish of Mordechai, which is the Atels Yesod, the Abba, or the Malchus Abba, coming out from Ima, coming out from Nukvas Yesod, coming Begiloi, and that's the tremendous Shefa which created this powerful Yeshua for Klal Yisrael.
But that happens every day in Dumita?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Right, so that's what we're going to ask. That's the question. Okay, so what's the big chiddush of Purim?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll answer that in a minute. V'zeh nirmaz b'shem Mordechai mamish. This also we find a remez in his name. Shomu chazar shu loshon moridachia, mar dachia. V'hu mitargum mar dror, which is mar, which is a bosem, dror, which is naki, zach v'naki. So it's a fine smelling spice. Okay, that's his name. V'gam nikra mor over. This It's also Moldova's. We find a pasuk in Shir Hashem. Now, the Moldova zach v'nakiv tachlis ha'orvers mipi yesod denugva v'lechutz. That means what's the connection on here? So let me explain. So the Moldova that's boisim, the fine smelling, very refined smelling spice, which is nogev inin hu ki ha'orot ha'aretz gedola hi himadro zach v'nachim b'tach. That's a connection with the tremendous lights were coming out from Nukva, very fine and refined, like this very very fine balsam.
And kilo, normally when it goes through zah, it's not fine so much. Now it's directly to nuk, it's more zah.
Means when it goes through zah, it becomes distilled, yes, and diluted.
Yeah.
Here it's going to be naki. Correct. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Becomes naki. V'zeh sod pasuk like shashirim v'yaday not fu mor v'etzbot mor v'etzbotay mor not fu mor v'etzbotay mor. So yaday not fu mor v'etzbotay mor. So that's the ending of it.
Did you
edit? No, I added it. No, obviously.
What?
I added it. I saw the post, so I added it. Well, b'zeh tavi malas Mordechai. So this is what Mordechai is all about. She'ala lebichnas malchut u'mishne lemelech. Now he's going to touch it into the Megillah. How do we see this remozim apikabala in the words of the Megillah? So it says, the post says, malchus, and it also refers to him as mishne lemelech. Because why? Because we're dealing with the malchus. We're dealing with, first of all, the Malchus, which is the Malchus de Abba, which is coming out. We're dealing with the Rachel, which is also Malchus. You see the Ramazim over here. V'zeh sod ha'posuk, Mordechai yatza melifnei ha'melech. The Melech is going to be in Nukva, so he's leaving outside of Nukva. That's the Teos Mordechai. Belavush Malchus, again the Indian of Malchus, which is Rachel. T'chelit v'chur v'ater zahav gdola. So he explains. Ba'amaskil yavin kol pchote ha'posik zeh. Ve'inyan yetzias zul milifnei ha'melech hi Rachel. So again, we have the Yesod Abba, and the Ha'or of Abba is coming out from the Melech, which is Rachel. Ve'ater zov al gdoelu mitzad ha'ter Yesod Abba. What's ha'ter zov? The ha'ter is the ha'ter Yesod Abba. Lechen nikrat gdoela. What's gdoela? Ki ha'chesed v'chochma nikra gdoela. We find in many cases the chesed reference to gdoela. Agadol v'gibol Noah, and also Chochmah is also a connection with Dula.
So what?
Sorry?
So what?
So Chochmah is Abba. Oh. Chochmah is Abba. So that the Abba is the Gdula which came out from this story. But so the Agadol v'gibol Noah. V'gam ma migyaski ele yoris meshevet binyamin. B'day b'zeh. And also, we find the chemis in the fact that the Megillah tells he came to Shevet Binyamin. Ma nafkamina. The nafkamina would be, because the Shosh Neshom Binyamin was, as we know, from Etz Chaim, in Etz Chaim Shalom Etes, in Esof Perek Ches, and also Shah Psukim, tells us that Binyamin came from the Yesod Nukva. Binyamin came from the Nukva, and therefore, it makes a lot of sense over here that Molchai came from Binyamin, which came from the Yesod Nukva, because we're going via the Yesod Nukva, so we had a connection with the Yesod Nukva. Okay, let's continue. Oh, now we're getting practical over here. So what are these mitzvahs that we're doing during Purim? Kriyas Megillah, Matan Sivnonim, Kehina Kehina, what's the inner? So he says that these pshat mitzvahs that we're doing, it's not only for Pisum and Nisa, as we call it in Halacha, but rather, V'zil Sod Kriyas Megillah, V'gam Hispashtusa, there's two things, there's the Kriya, and also there's an inner Hispash, you have to open up Kageras, right? As I said in the Gemara, you have to open up the Megillah as an Ageras. What's the inner of Hispashtusas? Be'ez Kriyasa, Le'tam Pirsumanes, meaning, the way we touch on Pirsum is not the fact of talking about it, but rather the Pirsum of the Ha'ora of the Yesod the Abba, which is coming out. V'hu in an Ha'ora tells him Malchus the Abba. Amid Galis v'yotze l'chutz. L'chein ikha Megillah loshen giloi. When Megillah, again bizmanenu, this Ashpor which is coming back bizmanenu, and Megillah it in a big way. V'tzarech le'glosa l'falsama. V'gam Megillah below Yud is all b'gematria Ein Ches. 78. Amizgalim sham b'malchusahu.
Is Mizgale where?
It's Megale in the Nukva. It's coming out from the Malchus to us.
What's called Malchus? Malchus is Nukva, no?
Yeah, that's right.
So into what?
No.
Smuchin of Abba going where?
They're going via the Malchus. Mizgale sham b'malchusahu.
Into?
What do you mean into? They're going into Nukva's Yesod.
And going and
to us,
what's wrong with the motion goes in Bria?
Again, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Ashkocha over Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, people, us on this world. Okay, yeah. We're talking about the what saved Klal Yisrael, the fact that Yates Yisrael, the Abba, came through Nukva and was Mashpia, the Shmir on them. Not talking about Atzilus or Bria. I'm talking about the Klal Yisrael, us.
Yeah, but only Mechin are going into Partzufu.
They're going through Nukva. The whole point of the Domus is to build up Nukva. Yeah. Rather, we're doing that. But the Chiddush of Purim is that it's coming down to us and protecting us in a big way. That's the Rachman. That's what he said. The David Shah Rachman is on us and created such a situation that the Ha'ora, we should be mushba from this Ha'ora.
Are you sure we're going to Yaakov now?
What?
This Mochin of Abba, we're going into Yaakov?
They are also going to Yaakov. They're going to Nukva, they're going to Yaakov.
No, they're going through Nukva.
Through Nukva.
And they go down into Yaakov. They can't go in Bria.
I don't understand. You understand the story that was happening over here? We're talking about a protection for Klal Yisrael.
That's Paul Yotzeh, but in the
what's Paul Yotzeh? You're saying that all the shepherds are going to Yaakov, not to Klal Yisrael.
What's Yaakov? Yaakov is the one who's Mashpia to Israel, about that for sure.
Yaakov's Mashpia to Israel? No. No, no. Rachel's Mashpia to Klal Yisrael. We're B'nai Bonim Rachel. We're B'nai Bonim Rachel. We saw an Otto Tzraim. We saw an Otto Tzraim. The Ebishter, by the Shas Egel. Egel Masecha, the Egel is Kenegel, the Rachel, and the Eberster wanted to wipe out parts of Rachel. He told Emche, he told Moshe, I'm going to wipe you out. Mm-hmm. All Klal Yisrael. How is he going to do that? So the Arizal explains to us in Shah over there, at the end, Shah Ladies of Moshem, I think, in Otto Tzchaim, that he was going to wipe out the parts of Rachel.
Otto Tzchaim, then?
Yes, in Otto Tzchaim. So we see from there that the Shosh Neshama of the Shishim Riba of Klal Yisrael and all only in Rachel.
Okay.
So the Hashpa is going by Rachel to us.
Not to us, it's Moichin. And it's Moichin giving
Hashpa. We're talking Ha'ora. Ha'ora is the Teres Mordechai. This is the Teres Yisod the Abu, which is coming out. Look at the Loshon over here. Ha'ora is coming out. This is you're missing the Ik over here. This is what we need here. This is going to save us. We're not talking about Yaakov. He's Mashpia, of course, Yaakov, but that's not the point. Yeah.
When there is no Dumita, when the Ashpo in Tuza, yeah, when Abba Vima give Moichin in Tuza,
yeah,
how do you get any Ashpo? From that to us.
No.
From Nuk to us.
Yes.
Say that. So now, if this Moichin goes through Nuk, but don't, I'm not Mizgale for Nuk, but for us, We can't get
again. I didn't say that. I told you we're building up Nukva. That's the Tachlis.
Yeah, but this
we're building up Yag.
Aperes Malchut de Abo.
Yeah.
Won't build Nukva because it's going through Nukva.
That's a special Ha'or which is coming to us. Yes, obviously.
Those Mochim belong to what?
I didn't say the Mochim. I'm talking about
how. There's nothing else than Mochim.
No, it's called the Ha'ora. Ah. The Lashon was Ha'ora. Where's the Lashon? Here. Vehine, Shosh Nishas Mordechai, Haita Min Ha'ora Hahu. It's Ha'ora. It's Ha'ora, it's not Mochim, obviously. Like you said, you're right.
So these Mochim belong to. This Mochim will go through Nukva and
the Mochim are not going through Mochim. The Ha'or is coming out. The Ha'or is coming out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Chabad. Chabad.
Right, the Ha'or which has come out from this, from these Mochim are coming out to us, obviously.
Do you mind?
What? Let me, one second. We're running out of time. Let me just tell you something very interesting over here.
I think the sod malchus, a good kasha
over here would be, I thought this is what you're going to ask me. If we're talking about the yesod over here, right? We're talking about the yesod. You ask him.
Yesod of.
Only the yesod. We're talking about yesod the abba, yesod the ima, yesod the nukva. Correct?
Yeah.
What chavad have to do with this?
The mochil. What do you mean?
The mochil only go to again. The chokhmah goes into the netzach, right? We know that.
Yeah.
The bina goes into the hot.
Yeah.
Okay. What goes only the das? Chasan the das and gvoz. That goes down the yesod. Not chavad.
Okay.
Okay. Right. There's a kasha. They ask a very stark kasha over here. Again, so we say ku, meaning the three hashpahs, which is representative of chokhmah, bina, and das, right? And chokhmah, bina, and das, they're coming via the netzach hod yesod the abba. But the netzach hod yesod the abba is not what we're interested in. We're only interested in yesod the abba. So what is it referring? What's nogea to us? The netzach and yesod, netzach and hod of abba. That doesn't come out. Remember, the netzach and hod of zav and nukva are closed. There's no ashpah coming from ki uzeh. It's only coming up from the yesod. The yesod is the only one which is open. Again, we're talking about the yesod of abba, which is what's the whole chiddush? It's going through the yesod of ima,
yes,
which is going through the yesod of nukva, because those are the only places which are open, and we're getting the shefa directly from the yesod. We're not getting it from the netzahod of abba, or the yesod. That's what's going on about.
The motion is in netzahod yesod.
No, again, the netzah is going through the netzach hod yesod is carrying the chokhmah bina. The chokhmah bina is going to the netzach and yesod, and netzach and hod. They're not going through yesod. Chabad does not come to the yesod.
Only that. Yeah.
Right. So we're talking about that shefa, which is carried through via the yesod.
Yes.
Not the chokhmah bina. Not netzach and hod. Netzach and hod are not coming into the yesod.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It just won't work. So he says. Enechanami. We're not talking about the etzem chokhmah bina or the etzem netzach and hod of abba, but rather ha'ora of ha'ora, which is coming out. Without we see this yesod before, because we're having the chasadim and gevurah are coming up from the yesod, and they make a right and left turn, and there's a hakor that Rizah tells us, a hakor hitting down onto the keli of netzach of zah, and also on the keli hoid of zah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that makes it that the chasadim gevurah, the shefa of the chokhmah bina, which is the netzach hod, they'll come out. Ha'ora will come out from the netzach and hod. So that will be the same thing over here in this case when we talk about nukva as well. Okay, so let's just a few more lines before we stop. V'ze inyan heyois amegila nikra ageres v'nikra sefer. That's the whole inyan why it's called the geres and sefer. He doesn't explain to us, but in the Pri Etz Chaim explains that you saw the abba is connected the word sefer, and the word of ageres is connected the yesod of nukva. That's why we're mentioning, because it's noger both the yesod of abba v'ima. So that's the abba v'nukva, which is ageres and sefer. V'yesh la dinim ketorah shebichtav. There's dinim. That's why it's so choshev the Megillah. This, we only find the Megillah has its dima sefer. You have to write shehutim. You have to write all these lines and so on and so forth. Ki sefer Torah hu yesod the abba nika Torah shebichtav, because it's like a vav. So sefer the kein vav arucha. That's why the sefer Torah is very thin and tall. A Megillah here aura yotze mechutz the yesod aniska v'gam here arucha kitzuros vav kitzur ubitzuros Megillah arucha v'day ba'aros elu. Elu Ela Amaskilim. That's why the Sefer Torah is long, because it's representing the Yesod Abba. The Megillah, which is representing also the Yesod Abba, that's why it's also round and long as well. Okay, and these are just Ramazim to this Indian of the Eteres Yesod Abba, which is coming out. Okay, so unfortunately we run out of time, so we're going to stop it here, and we'll continue next time.
Yeah.
Okay.